Federal Chief Information Officer Steve Van Roekel is looking on the sunny side of the healthcare.gov situation. You may ask, there is a sunny side? Well, he says the website problems offer a teachable moment for those who work in federal IT. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
All right, so why is this a teachable moment?
Well, in many ways, Van Roekel's putting a positive spin on a pretty bad story for the administration. And in fact, this is his first public comments since the site launched with a lot of problems back on October 1st. And, you know, being the federal chief information officer, there is people kind of a little wondering where were you during this whole event and this whole planning process. And in fact, remember, House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Daryl Issa asked Van Roekel and Federal Chief Technology Officer Todd Park for information and a briefing last week on their oversight of the healthcare.gov portal. Now, Van Roekel, who also hasn't spoken publicly in 7 months, which is a whole different story, says fixing healthcare.gov is a top priority for the administration, and he says it will get done. But in the meantime, Van Roekel says agencies and contractors alike can learn quite a bit from what happened.
It's where those things that I've been preaching, that many of you carry forward into the federal sphere, have been preaching around the necessity to change, the necessity to evolve, were sort of realized in some ways and not in others. One of the key things I want to note, and this doesn't get a lot of coverage and a lot of discussion out there in the public, is the boldness by which the approach was taken on this project. We should all be proud of the fact that something this complex, this integrated to legacy systems, and there are mainframes out there that this thing hooks to, was done at internet scale and taken online in this way. I mean, just the fact that we have transactions moving between federal agencies using open data, using modular development, using technology in a way that you know, moves really from a 19th and 20th century government paper approach to an online approach is something we all should be proud of in the federal IT community. And thinking about that boldness is key to where we go forward.
Now, Van Roekel spoke yesterday at the Executive Leadership Conference, sponsored by ACT IACT in Williamsburg, Virginia. Now, he says healthcare.gov has to teach the federal IT community to look at projects differently and strive for continuous improvements. Now, I caught up with Van Roekel after his speech and asked him to expand on his teachable moment point.
The overarching themes of federal IT that I've been talking about for the last few years have been a lot about how do you build systems that are more modular, that lower the risk surface, that engage new technologies and things like that. There are aspects of government that makes it hard to move at the speed in which you would love to move. I mean, procurement and the way we implement technology, a lot of those things, I think, we need to look at those things in this context as a teachable moment and think about how we can continue to evolve and drive these systems forward.
Van Roekel says he would work with the Office of Federal Procurement Policy on ways to improve federal IT procurement, but he offered no specific ideas or areas to focus on. But the fact is, he's looking at this and saying, yes, there are problems, yes, there are issues, but there are things that we can draw from this and get better.
You know, Jason, a lot of people are saying that healthcare.gov is a prime example of some of the problems with federal IT procurement. Did Van Roekel address that or offer really any insight as to why the website is in such bad shape?
He really didn't, and actually he stayed away from any specifics and referred all those details back to, you know, HHS and CMS. But he did offer some insight into his own personal experience with large software programs that went bad.
In that complexity, sometimes in V1 things just don't go the way you expect. And my many, almost two decades at Microsoft, I shipped products that had similar issues. I actually had to recall a product once that I actually sold into the partner community, hadn't sold through to customer yet. But it was something that a lesson learned for me on what we needed to do to get the technology right at the end of the day. So even in large multinational companies, this stuff happens. And I think the key there, you know, what do you take from this? Is this a teachable moment for you? Are you learning? Are you taking that learning and focusing on some key stuff? And so our goal, you know, number one, hands down, the president reminds us, every day, get this thing fixed, make sure it's working, and meet Americans' expectations on this. And as a side, our focus, my focus, is also about what can we learn from this? How can we learn? And what can we take from this experience to say we shouldn't do things this way in the past? It's often notable risk-taking or notable failures that often teach us how to do things differently in the future.
And he points to a well-known example of a failure that actually produced needed change. Back in 2006, the Veterans Affairs Department lost a laptop that exposed the data of 26 million veterans. Well, that in the end led to changes in the CIO authorities and cybersecurity that all were for the better. Now, people say, well, you shouldn't have gotten there in the first place, losing records of 26 million veterans. But again, he's looking at the positive side. Here's what came from it, and here's why he believes the federal government is better now.
Right. Well, I always say people make mistakes, but it's important not to make the same mistake over and over again. I guess it remains to be seen how.
Isn't it, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice. What is it again?
Shame on you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyways, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So did Van Rokel spend his entire speech at the conference talking about healthcare.gov?
Yeah, not much. He actually just, and I give him full credit for opening it, going right out front with healthcare.gov issues, because with that vendor community that was there at the ACT IAC ELC event, there's definitely going to be questions about it. So he kind of got in front of it, and that was, I give him full credit for being smart. But he spent most of his speech talking about his priorities in 2014, and the fact is that he's going to be adding a new priority for next year, specifically workforce, and even, finer point on that is recruitment, training, and what he's calling the redeployment of IT personnel. Now, Van Rokel adds this people priority to his already three-legged stool of innovation, deliver, and protection as part of kind of his three pillars. Now, Van Rokel says the agencies will always need to attract talent. They're always going to need to train people. That's a constant challenge. But then this third area of redeployment is actually a byproduct of those other three major priorities.
Redeploying is about, as we drive efficiency into government, you suddenly take an agency from 20 email systems to one, you're going to have a lot of email administrators out there. And I think on the redeploying and reskilling standpoint, we need to think thoughtfully about not only the cut part of the equation on driving those costs down, but how are we investing in our people and training them to be redeployed, to do more meaningful work inside the agency.
So Van Rokel says agencies are still developing those plans and ideas of what can be done to improve or increase the skills of IT workers. He says something like even market pay for specific skills is getting hard to justify, as there are so many different areas that could qualify. I think that's something that we should watch for from OMB in the next few months, kind of where they're going with this people, this personnel priority. Another one was highlighted the expansion of what Van Rokel calls his innovation priority, and that's now going to include effectiveness. Now, the idea is to better customer service, improve how agencies work with citizens or businesses, and taking what's working at some agencies and expanding it across many others. Now, he also addressed the role of the CIO, which was very interesting because he didn't specifically call out the potential changes that are coming from Congress under the Federal Information Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA. But he did talk about how the CIO situation is set up with a headquarters CIO and a bureau-level CIO, and the fact is that setup has a lot of problems, the biggest of which is a lack of central coordination. Van Rokel says too often the bureau-level CIOs are too focused on the everyday technology, such as email and mobile platforms, and not focused enough on the mission-critical technology.
The way this needs to change is one, headquarters needs to own kind of what I will call a commodity, and I will, put quotes around that. I know there's sort of a lot of debate out there on what calling things commodity, but services that are pretty common across multiple entities, I'm labeling as commodity services like email and mobile contracts. And the headquarters really needs to be the centerpiece for cyber technology and specifying what cyber is out there. They then need to set up a service-oriented infrastructure that says, when these bureaus or offices on the edge of the network come to you and say, hey, I've got an idea for a great new citizen-facing app, you say, great. Here's a development environment as a service. Here's a test environment. Here's a deployment environment. And when you build it in those environments, they're built to our enterprise architecture. They're built to our security standards. We can probably wire up business intelligence, and streamline procurement and all of that sort of stuff. It lets the edge of the network think about mission every single day, and that's important, and will really yield the results we want to see in government.
Now, as a reminder, FITARA, the bill that is sponsored by Congressman Darrell Issa, would call for only one person with the title of CIO. Now, the administration has been lukewarm with their support of the bill, and I think this is kind of, Steve Van Rokel's way of not calling out FITARA, but at least saying, hey, here's where we're seeing the changes need to go. Van Rokel summed up his priorities with a call to action to both industry and government, saying they need to be part of a culture of creating a culture of excellence, a culture of continuous improvement, and they need to look at things and do things differently than in the past. Very similar message he said about healthcare.gov.
All right, Jason, thanks so much for the report, and I know you've got more on federalnewsradio.com, right?
Always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor.